Right, I'm with Andres Obregón from Diving Planet to talk about how they are helping landmine victims and handicapped people establish self-respect and a better life through sport. So over to you, Andres. How did you start this?
Okay, this started like a way to help them to be in an environment that disabled managing in a completely different way, because they, without prosthesis, or wheelchairs or something like that, they can like fly under the water without anything. So that begins with that in mind. But we saw in the first activities that it's a power tool to develop other things that integrates values, very important values, to their lives in the future. Values like confidence, because you have to give your life in the hands of the other people that is with you. Teamwork, adaptation to another completely different world. And in these places, that when we are not prepared for give disabled people tools to work in these cities, well, it's very important activity. And a lot of different things. One of the most important is change the word problem for the word challenge. It's an amazing thing, because they see a problem in everything, in a stairs or a bus or whatever. And now, before that, they can see not a problem but a challenge. So they
and they can overcome that challenge.
Yes, of course, of course. And the other important thing is the connection with nature. In the underwater world, we have very fast fishes. Other than that is not that fast, like lobsters and all that. Mm. And there are animals that doesn't move, like coral reefs. Doesn't move because they have all the food around. But that is now a problem. Because they can't move to get more sun, of get away from the hot water. So now that is a disability for them. So they are working with those animals. So these people are helping the animals that in some way are disabled now.
That's an extraordinary way of looking at it. And how long would someone do in terms of a training course with you?
Okay, there is several steps. There is one step that we take like 3 or 4 days to one experience, but we have programs that it's more than that, like 2 weeks for have the completely complete course to get completely autonomous on the water.
That's terrific. And do you need many people to help them? How many people would you have? Is it one-on-one?
Or yes, one-on-one. And sometimes two-on-one, because when it's without arms and legs, it's two-to-one. And some very important thing, too, it's that I don't know how certain it is. The tipping point in their lives is that when they are in the community, in the Zurich community, in under the care of the people of Zurich for 4 months or something like that, and then they go to life. This experience helped them to actually go to the life, having a very interesting process. We have people that before this event, a very beautiful girl that doesn't have a leg, and they go and be part of models that show the...
Right, so they build up self-confidence in themselves.
Yes, a lot.
By doing what you do.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And the water is very clear, and it's a wonderful experience.
It's a wonderful experience for everyone.
Do you have people from overseas, or are they all from Colombia, the people that you help?
From Colombia. Yes.
Really inspiring, and thank you very much for...
The last thing is that we are going to build a community in the Dorsal Islands. We already have the house from the government, and we are going to build there a community center to rehabilitation center.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you very much. See you. Sorry about